Okay, good afternoon, everybody. It was a great honor to speak in a different conference, which I am always used to speak. So it's in STD prevention program, and I'm glad to be here to share our Division of Tuberculosis Elimination's experience and practices of program evaluation. So my presentation, I will be giving the started talking performance measurement development, introduction to program evaluation, implementation of those ideas, and give example and what is my emerging thoughts about that program. Performance. Program performance measurement is the regular collection and reporting of data to track your work produced or what result you achieve. That's the program performance. An efficient way, it is an efficient way for your organization to collect and use data about the program and its operation. So remember the two terms, program and its operation. And it fits within the large field of program evaluation. So my presentation will be looking at the performance development and link with the program evaluation and how you implement this idea in the program level and what are the things you look for. So one of the first requirements for program performance and program evaluation, you have to have engagement of appropriate stakeholders. They are responsible for developing your program objective and ideas and prioritizing what are the objectives you want to implement and buy in this process. And then we have TB program engaged with all TB program, state, local, and the national entities with the developing of these program objectives. In 2005 and 6, the engagement, the stakeholder submitted a huge range of program objectives. From this, all about like 28 program objectives. From the 28 program objective, we identify and we use 15 national objectives consisting of 24 indicators and 3 objectives. These indicators of 24 covering 12 national objectives. This 12 national objective is an ongoing monitoring for every yearly. And 3 national objectives are developed to empowerment and capacity building purpose. And then they decided, they also developed the target, both national target as well as program specific targets for 2015. Here is the national objective. I don't know, you can see that tells you the 15 national objectives. Here I listed only 12 because these 12 objectives are on a regular monitoring, every yearly monitoring. Some way it is fit. And the 3 national objectives are required, the capacity building, providing each program should have a designated program evaluation focal point person, and they should have a sufficient training, allocation provision of sufficient training in order to conduct program evaluation activities. And then there was a funding allocation for human resource development purpose. Then program evaluation, program evaluation introduced to the program in 2005. I came on board in 2009. So from 2009 towards 2010 and 11, we tried to streamline the definition of the program evaluation as well as the purpose of program evaluation. The purpose of evaluation is focusing in 3 areas, very specifically. We want to be accountable for our actions and transparent, and focus on what are the problem, how can we identify that problem, and what are the mechanism or that strategy or the tools we'll be using in order to solving that problem, and make sure all the activities has impact on our learning to improve program practice and clinical practice. Our guiding principle for program evaluation is, here I mentioned, but the main one is bridging implementation, knowledge, and ambition gap. make sure what we are saying, we are bringing with the current scientific knowledge, and that all together combined, and we have a high expectation of where we are heading. The implementation gap, in that area where we have been working and our focus in three areas. We want to make sure we are assessing the implementation gap. What is the gap? And make sure that we have a focus program evaluation activities in alignment of national program objectives. And the third, we look for identifying, make sure we identify and use all the new tools and systems to continue make the efficient way to improve our activities. And then we're talking about how did we that. Now I just talk about some principles. Now we have to talk about how do you implement that. What are the things you need to do? So first thing you have to have a clear expectation. So we want to make sure clear expectation and we know what you have to do. So in 2005, program evaluation is included in the cooperative agreement announcement as a core activities. And then in 2010 and 11, we decided to clarify the concept very clearly, spell out what are the language we'll be using, what we have to do all together. So we clarified 2010 to 2011. And then we mentioned we have a designated program evaluation focal point person at the program level. It was required by the cooperative agreement announcement. We asked the program to make sure there is a designated focal point person. So we clarify what are the rules and responsibility for program evaluation focal point person in 2009 and 10 thereafter. And then we also engaged ourselves. So that's a separate activity. Then we started to engage together. TB program has program consultant at the headquarter level. And we have program evaluation team. So we together build a partnership to share our understanding and knowledge and transfer that knowledge to the program. And also bringing that knowledge and lesson learning from the program to the headquarter level. So you can see there are 8 program consultants and evaluation consultants who is designated and distributed their responsible areas. And then external, now the internal engagement. Now we need an external engagement among the program evaluation focal points. So we developed in 2010 called Program Evaluation Network. The purpose of network is strengthening and building evaluation capacity at the state and local level. And then make sure who are the people in this network and how this network will be operating. So a steering committee, 17-member steering committee was established to operate that program evaluation network coming from all evaluation focal points from the 68 reporting area. And then some national and national entities like national tuberculosis controllers, regional training centers, and other entities. So this steering committee is responsible. And we also clarify the rules and responsibility of the steering committee in this. And then there is another movement going on among the focal points. They want to share their own experience and challenges they face in order to conduct program evaluation for the program performance. They meet and they discuss about their challenges and their opportunities. The last year, these focal points was able to discuss 7 program objectives, focusing and identifying what they did best and where they're having challenges. And they discuss among themselves in order to have shared learning and sharing experience. Sometimes our program evaluation team participate in that conference to engage themselves. We are not supposed to give comment. We are supposed to listening to them. And then we formalize the feedback of the program annual and interim progress report. 2010 and 11, we formalized the feedback. So every program has to submit their annual report, interim report. We provide, look at their evaluation activities, per se for the evaluation and the program activities, and provide a feedback in a formalized way. And we provide the feedback, try to give the feedback within 60 to 90 days after receiving the annual progress report. In jointly with the program consultant and evaluation consultant, agreed upon and signed by, you can see the at the end, both program consultant and evaluation consultant agreed upon that. And then we also think of some, these are the logistics, these are the concepts we discussed. Now we need to some provide some system-specific support that way program can look at their activities and they are really, really, truly engaged in these activities. So we developed a national tuberculosis indicator project, a model of California developed in TIP project, TIP, Tuberculosis Indicator Project, developed by California State Health Department. We model that one and extend to the National TB Indicator Project. This is a web-based monitoring system. Program can see their program performance by touching the tech computer keyboard, and they can look at their own program. And they can compare that their performance with the national program performance. So where they stand in terms of national performance and their performance. And I'll give you some example, and you have the chance to look at my presentation, so I don't want to speak everything details. And the data source we are using, as Craig mentioned, there is a lot, we are all like to use the data. So the NTIP data sources are coming from several sources. Surveillance system, RBCT, contact investigation, ARPE, immigrant and refugee, EDN system, TB genotyping, information management system, and census data. So you can get multiple sources of data to prepare that objectives. And now I'm giving one or two examples about completion of treatment. One of our national goal, national objective is completion of treatment within 12 months. Our target is 93%, if you see the extreme right under 2015. This is our target, national target. Now you look at that, your program. So I put the United States. I didn't specifically program California or Georgia. So if you look at the 2013 TB program, completion treatment is 50.8%. That's just to give you that. And you also have a chance to look at your performance in previous 4 years, where you stand. So you can look at and compare yourself, and you know what you have to do. And then 2013, we also give some of the things you look for. You can look at for why this completion of rate is not 93% or 80%. And then I give you another example of HIV reporting, the same format. You can look at the 2015 on the extreme right, in the middle, and then you can compare yourself with the current year, past 4 years. And if you are not meeting the target, you can look at for what are the areas you need to pay attention in order to get the performance level higher. And then give another example, the same format. So we have all 24 indicators. You have the ability to check sitting in your computer, just get in and look at your information, your and national comparison. So what is our thought for the TB program? Where we are standing for, this is, we discuss all these things. In order to a successful program performance management, program performance improvement, program evaluation activities, what do you need? What are the driving forces? So in our experience and looking at the things of other things, why we do program performance? Advanced Performance Institute identify why you do the what are the main function? If you look at the right-hand side on that, then you see we all do program performance, program improvement, program evaluation, all for learning and empowerment purpose, making better decision, and also make sure all this learning and empowerment, better decision-making help you to improve your program performance. So our driving force for improved program performance or program improvement, come up with three ideas. You have to have a very nice engagement among all the stakeholders, not only the CDC and TV program, among all stakeholders. And you make sure you have the capacity building effort is there. Capacity building is not only human resource. It's also to make sure you have identified the gaps, challenges, and opportunities that lead to your capacity building. And finally, you have to, every action you make plan, you have to have a very clear plan and design. And then, feedback mechanism. You cannot be successful unless you have a well-designed feedback mechanism and follow-up of feedback mechanism. And finally, we are looking at, as Dr. Thomas mentioned earlier, that current FOA highlighting some of the new ideas of including this program evaluation program, accountability program, performance program improvement. We are taking the right opportunities because TB program is preparing for 2015 and 19 cooperative agreement, funding announcement, opportunity announcement. So we are trying to, and we are pretty much interested to looking at, we want to find out what are the practice, what are the things we are learning that can change and the program performance, change the program practice in a sustainable way. This is our main thing. If you cannot change something, you can change something, but it is not sustainable, you are not going anywhere. So make sure we pay attention in that area. And I conclude my presentation here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I speak very fast to try to complete that one, but I'll be happy to talk to you if you have any question. Thank you.